Hello, test 1-2. Hello, and welcome to the pre-show for today, Monday, the 6th. Yeah, the 6th. Tomorrow, we have a bill due. I got to get all my bills paid before I split. I'm going to be leaving to go to Miami. Haven't been back to Miami. It'll be a decidedly different place. And yeah, yes, you're right. I have people, a variety of people telling me don't go. But, you know, we're watching it. We're watching the situation very carefully. Slowly and surely, slowly and carefully, you know. But with any luck at all, I'll be in Miami and next weekend. And that'll be a fucking great time. I mean, it's just me and Jackie and, you know, whatever else is going on in the world, man, can just go ahead and go on in the world. I know that all of this stuff is really sudden. If you guys have been following me on the show and whatever part of my life you think is interesting, which, you know, bless you for thinking any of it is, because for the most part, it bores the shit out of me. But this is definitely a great thing and very sudden. Not just had no fucking inkling, man. This time, two months ago, I had no fucking clue this was going to happen to me. Now, Larry Grover is going to... And Larry,
Mr. Henry, don't treat me as if I'm an afterthought, you know? I'm going to come on the program. I've been nervous, but I've got a song.
Larry is driving me nuts, Phil. He's frightened.
Mother, I'm not frightened. Why would you say that?
Yes, you are, Larry. You were sitting and you're staring out the window, and I saw the post that Mr. Henry had done. He made a lovely post. And,
oh, here we go again. Nothing against you, Phil. This is between Mother and I. Here you go again, licking Mr. Henry's...
How dare you, Larry?
Well, it seems like all you do is sit around and lick his ass.
Stanley Cornette. There's a lot of... What's going on with the headphones, man? What's going on with the audio on this motherfucker, as usual?
Phil, hi. I didn't want to bust your castanets.
Gloria, I'm just looking at my levels here. Don't worry about it.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Mr. Henry, all you do is look at levels. Do you ever get them right?
Excuse me, Larry, but it's Phil's job.
Yeah, okay.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. What is that, man? Come on. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Oh, you know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, you know, I don't have the... Jesus, Henry. You idiot.
Take my baby car.
You idiot, Phil.
Mystery train rolling down the track.
Yeah. I didn't have it on my fucking... I didn't have the compression on the mic. That's what was going on there.
Mr. Henry is a wonderful man, but Larry, you push him too far.
Mother, what are you talking about? All I want to make sure is that you're safe.
You don't give a shit about me.
Here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay, so there's the levels there. That's the one that we've always wanted. Now, do I have that on or do I not? Do I have that on or do I not? If I turn that on and off. Hey. Testing 1, 2, 3. Hey. Now, that's very different. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. God, that doesn't change at all. All right, so just do that. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. But there should be a...
Black train, take my baby gone.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Phil Henry here. What's up? I started this... I forgot that I did an audition on Saturday, yesterday, or Friday night, actually, and I... What is with... There's no levels here, man, at all. I did an audition Friday night. Why are there no levels here? Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 1, 2. What are you doing? You turned it off again, Phil. Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Why did I turn that off? Good God, I turned that fucking thing off again. So I did an audition.
Now hand me down my walking cane. Well, I got myself a woman. Yonder
come your man. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. That's too fucking goddamn hot, isn't it? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, it's Phil Hendry here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. How you doing? It's Phil. All right, yeah. Paul Butterfield Blues Band. Look over yonder's wall. Here on Phil's Blues Hour. 1, 2, 3. God, I'd love to do a blues show. I would give anything to just play like 2 hours of blues. Not one, two. One's not enough. Two's fine. Three's better. All goddamn day is the best. All right, now, see? It's starting to fucking fade out on me, man. What's going on? Hello, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Hey, it's Phil Hendry testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Anyway, as I was trying to say to you, I did an audition on Saturday night, and I pulled all the processing off. I just sent it to them flat because that's what they wanted. Oh, here's a Bob Cue. This telling the story of Bob Kuban and the Hitmen. Good luck to the cheater. It was one of the last big band rock and roll. Is Bob Kuban. Oh, and the singer. Yeah, the singer of Bob Kuban and the Hitmen was Walter Scott. And Walter Scott had a very, very bad episode in life. His wife cheated on him with some fucking douchebag. I don't know who it was. Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2. I'm really at a loss here, man. I'm just trying to figure out how to make this goddamn fucking piece of shit. Hey, 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 man. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. So Walter Scott had a great, if you listen, Walter Scott had a pretty good voice. Haven't you heard about the guy known as the cheater? You know that song? Well, his life turned very tragic, and he went missing. I believe it was Walter Scott, went missing. And poor man, I think his wife was cheating on him with some other scumbag, and they killed him, basically. What happened was they killed him. Walter Scott was killed. And they found his body. It took years, I think a number of years, before they found his body in a well either on his property or on this guy that killed him's property. That's where they had to find him, man. He was this poor man. He had no rest after death until they found him. Now, again, I'm really not digging levels on this motherfucking thing. Of course, we do project, don't we, when we are on the air. We go. So anyway, Walter Scott and this fucking wife of his, pardon me for saying this, not really much of a looker. And Walter Scott was a handsome guy. He had all the chicks, you know, loving on him, digging the shit out of him, you know. Anyway, they had a neighbor, some big fat tub of shit. He started having an affair with Walter Scott, with Walter Scott's wife. And the next thing you know, Walter Scott's dead. I read the whole story, and I don't want to tell it the wrong way. But it was. I felt bad for the guy. You know, he. There's something that having to do with reconciling with his son. There were some good things going on, and I don't know. But there he was, married to a woman that was having an affair with some other scumbag. What happened? I mean, did they fake his death with an automobile accident, something like that? It's on Forensic Files right now. God damn it. I'd much rather be watching this. All right, wait. I want to make sure that I get this thought down about Larry. Larry Grover is nervous. He's driving mother crazy. Who's that guy I used to play? Mark Hinshaw. Yes, Mr. Hendry. My name's Mark Hinshaw.
Well, yes, Mr. Hendry. Mark Hinshaw here. You know, I thought the whole thing was strictly from hunger, man. Like nowhere, baby, nowhere. Then along comes you and shit. So this is a gig, okay? This is the one that I was doing the audition for, and I had to...
Just send it to him without any processing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Bobby, are you...
Yeah, Phil, we're here. We're just... Steve and I have unflushed toilets. We're locked down in place. I don't want to take any more.
But the media is to blame. That's it, what I wanted to say. The media is to blame. Haven't you heard about the guy known as the cheater? Bam, 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 bam. Why does this thing default? This is bugging me, man. Maybe I'm doing it in the wrong. You'll hear people say now, tough break for the cheater. I gotta find that song now. Now it's bugging me. Bob Kuban and the Hitmen. That was the name of it. That was the name of the group. And where is it? B.O.B.? Or probably I'll find it. Where's Bob Marley? Bob K. It's going to be very strange finding that. Bobby Fuller, Bobby Womack. I'm going to have to look for it by the title of the song. Too Late for the Fool-Hearted Clown. T- tough shit for the cheater. He's gonna build you up just to bust you down. TH, man, right? That's how it's spelled, right? Yeah. Look at it. Oh, here we go. I'm having a hard time here, man. How do I find the song "The Cheater"? You'll look for it in your goddamn thing, Phil, in your library. Maybe I didn't download it. The CHE. God damn it! There it is. Bob Kuban. Oh man, listen to that phasing fucking stereo.
Haven't you heard about the guy known as the cheater? He'll take your girl and then he'll lie and he'll mistreat her.
Poor old Bob, man, his life came to this.
It seems every day now you hear people say now, look out for the cheater.
Anyway, that's Bob Kuban, and that's Walter Scott, the lead singer. Bob Kuban's, it was his band, and the guy, God, he wound up getting killed by his wife and some fat tub of shit she was having an affair with, right? I mean, very bizarre story. All right, enough of that. Tough break for the cheater! 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Why all of a sudden do we have lots of level? Whereas before I had no level, now I have level. I know why, because I pushed the fader all the way to the top and I didn't know it, because I'm that dumb. 4-2 American League, what all-star game is this? See, this is what they're doing. They're playing all these old all-star games and shit, and Jesus Christ almighty, what a world, huh, folks? What a world we're in. All right, the next thing I want to do is Bobby Unflushed Toilets. This is all the media's fault. And then finally, we were talking about tough break for the cheater. Haven't you heard about the guy? You'll hear. Larry, where are you, Larry? You're at home with mother, so they got the TV on. I want to find that TV on thing. Close. Television on. Hooray for Hollywood, that Rudy Valley-ooty Hollywood. God, that vomit sound effect. We got the greatest vomit sound effect in history. This is actually taken from an audio track of a woman throwing up. I mean, she was in studio. She was pregnant, doing the weather, and just vomited all over the floor, but then continued doing the weather. And what was the country? Sweden. All of that is true. Everything I've just said to you is true woo. Britney Paparazzi countdown fart room. Where's that goddamn? We had a really good sound effect of a television in bedroom television. That's what it was called, bedroom television. Find that motherfucker, man, or know the reason why. And then we had Discovery Channel ID something belch. All this shit's kind of messed up a little bit, man. Blender baby. All right, we don't need this anymore, so goodbye, okay? Stop, shut up, goodbye. Something's off about this, man. These old waves. Here's MP3. Okay, now I've got it. Now I got it. I don't know, dude. This is, like, really fucked up. There's definitely not shit in here that we need. What is this? Oh, theme. Okay, never mind. Bar fight. Bunker. What the hell happened to that thing, man? Television on. Okay, so this is television on in the bedroom. Fuck you. Television on. Okay, I like that. That's the TV. I want that one, man. No. Yeah.
Thank you.
quit this thing. Even though I've turned it off, it's like, you know. Looking like we came up on the blood, nigga. Did that, fuck that, check. All right. Here we go, man. Yes, sir. I'm so stupid. I'm always stopping the motherfucking tape in the middle of a goddamn pre-show, and I can't start it again because I'm just, I got two pieces that I got to meld together, and that's, isn't that great? Larry and his mother. I need television. I need television on is what I need. Bed, horse field, bed, cricket. There it is. Television on. There is Inside with Discovery Channel in the background. This is Discovery Channel in the background right here. And then we have the other television set is on. So, is Ed Alcott at the house? You know, Larry's like,
I'm fine. And but you need to understand that Dr. Alcott's here.
Why don't we have Dr. Alcott come on?
I gave Mother the extension, not for you to butt in, Mother. What's he saying to you?
It's all right, Ed.
Please don't call me Ed when I'm. Oh, hello, Mr. Henry. It's Dr. Alcott.
Dr. Alcott, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm good. I just
I can. Would you mind talking to me?
What happened to me? I'm supposed to be the interview subject.
What's going on here, man? What is this, man? 2 hours and 20 minutes? What do I got here, man? Oh, 2 minutes and 30. Okay. Let me see where the other one is. The other one I stopped at. What did I stop the other one at? I have to find out. God damn it. Never mind. Fuck it, man. It's all right. It's cool. It's good. It's all good. I can't do that while it's rolling. While it's recording, I can't do... Hello? Don't tell me that that stopped, too. Hello? Hello? And finally... Hello? There we are. Okay. Well, Phil, I haven't been on your program for a while. It's Tom. Hello, Phil. This is Dr. Rod Tarner.
Phil, it's Dr. Ron Tarner, and I wanted to tell you, well, make sure that you are fresh and scrubbed and clean, and make sure that you...
Who was saying that you had to, you know, your social manners had to be... everything that you do out there...
Well, Phil, what we're trying to do is we're trying to narrow it down so that when you go out, the coronavirus has no excuse to invade the body.
What do you mean about your social decorum?
All we're saying, if you just listen to me for one fucking minute.
That's my new kick, man. All these guys are just losing it. All right. All right. So then Dr. Ron Tarner. Dr. Ron Tarner, you have to be... I mean, I don't know, man. I'm going to go to Florida. I'm going to have my little fucking stupid fucked up mask. It's not going to be worth a bitch of shit. Although Jackie says she found some masks that she's going to buy and she's going to send me one. Okay, cool. A respirator mask? That's the only one that protects you from, you know. But I don't even want to... Personally, I don't think I'll need it. Personally, I think... However, I will say this. I've benefited from living in a state where they've held the cases down because we've had social... You know, we've had all that mandatory shit. But plus, on top of that, where I live is a very spread out little beach community. Speaking of that, I sure wish Quincy Street was open because I could use some of that penne arrabbiate, man. That is the best shit that Denny's got up there at Quincy Street on the beach. Maybe what we ought to do is I could just say, I'm going to be at Quincy Street on Saturday night, XYZ, okay? And you guys just find your way there. I don't care what part of the world you're in. That'd be a riot, man, wouldn't it? I'm going to be at Quincy Street at like 8 p.m. on this particular night. And whoever shows up, shows up. We'll just get tables. And if it's a bunch, you know, I mean, it could turn into, like, you never know. It could turn into a complete fucking mob scene. Or it might, you know, but nobody would be there. People just say, he's kidding or something, man. Anyway, boy, do I miss that food. All right. Actually, the one that I like is the fucking hockey fight tape, but I use it too much. This one is more apropos of what it is I do. Left a good job in the city, working every night. Left a good job in the city. Wait a minute, man. Where did that stop, man? Okay, now I know where I am. Okay, now I know where I'm at. So what I got to do, that's kind of fucked up looking at that through the whole thing, isn't it? I don't know. It's manly. It's very manly, you know, I think. Left a good job in the city. Working on it. And I never lost one minute of sleep. Worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on. That's a great song, man. All right, man. I'm totally not understanding. No. Yeah, we go. That's what I want. Who the fuck? Who's this team with the fucking eagle? What is that? The Flyers? No, that's the other team. The Capitals. What was that guy's name? The Red Wing, Mike. When he went at it with Patrick Waugh in the, was it the Stanley Cup? I don't, fuck it, never mind. I don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck. I hope they beat their fucking brains in. Beat each other's motherfucking brains in. All right, so there's that. There's this. And then there is Dr. Ron Turner. And Ron, maybe Ron's in Malibu or something. Larry Grover, Bobby, Dr. Ron Turner.
Well, how are you, Phil? What we're recommending that people do, and I know this sounds very crazy, but the thing that I would like to see people do is the socially distance, just everything. My philosophy is do everything you can, you know, to make it the right thing.
I don't want to see that. I'd rather see water and, I'd rather see this, so... Oh, this is what we're going to do here. No. Oh, yeah, okay. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, baby, yeah. Come on now. Woohoo! That's a good one, man. That's a good fight, you know? That's a good fucking fight.